Each month, we explore a different theme as a community, and this month, we're exploring the theme of renewal. Today, we focus on our annual ingathering renewal, which would normally mark everyone returning to the fellowship after their summer adventures for the new chalice year. And of course, this year is a little different. Growing up in Germany and England in the days when it was safe to travel between countries, I used to be sent off regularly as an exchange student to another country during my summer holidays. My childhood granted me these marvelous, privileged, if somewhat intimidating adventures. It usually involved going to stay with strangers whose language, culture, and ways of being were foreign to me. The idea being that I could immerse myself in their language. It was the fastest way to get deeply connected to a different culture. Whenever I went to France or Switzerland, I would bring something from England as a gift for my hosts. And likewise, when they would come and stay with us, they would bring a typical gift from their culture. Now, food was often chosen as the gift that expressed our cultures. Yes, even English food. So from England, I would bring jars of clotted cream, which if you've never had them, they're very good, and a Cadbury's Crunchy, which is a special chocolate bar, or fruit and nut bars. And my friends from France would bring special cheeses, really stinky cheeses, and pâtés and breads, and always a lovely pain au chocolat, the French chocolate croissant. And the Swiss might bring some Lindt chocolate or marzipan, which was a favorite of my father's. We'd also often bring something a little longer lasting, like I might bring a tome of the complete works of Shakespeare from England, and someone from France might bring a replica of the Eiffel Tower, or someone from Switzerland bring one of their fabulous Swiss watches. In each case, it was a gift that expressed the essence of where we came from and who we were. And we wanted to share a little bit more about who we were and offer an experience of something significant in our culture to this new community. Now, in those days, it was considered a plus to learn about another's culture and differences. And I know for you all, it is still considered that way. It never ceased to amaze me how profoundly different each country in Europe was, completely unlike in language, history, and tradition. And it would take time to understand one another more deeply and learn each other's customs. But by bringing something that expressed our essence, our cultures could intermingle and we would be reminded of each other. And my friends, so it is with us here today. COVID has led many of us to feel distant and removed from each other, as well as our physical chalice home. And when I've been in the sanctuary and fellowship hall, they feel empty and devoid of your personalities and your love and your laugh. So instead of celebrating our annual ingathering, our annual coming back together as a church community with a water ritual as we've done in the past, today I invite you to share a piece of yourself, of your home and your personal culture with your spiritual home. That way all our unique essences can intermingle with one another and we have a reminder here at Chalice of all of you. So I invite you to identify something in your home that expresses your essence or that has meaning for you in some way that you wish to share with your family here at Chalice. The idea is that you will lend this piece of yourself to your beloved community home for the duration of the time that we're physically apart. And in doing so, all of you will fill this sanctuary with the energy of the people that love it, and it won't feel so empty. As I was considering what I might bring to Chalice this morning, I looked around my home to see what might be meaningful. Now, one of the core qualities of who I am, as you know, is a spiritual seeker. No surprise there. So I have figurines and statues from different world religions around our home. And when I broadcast from home, you'll see a beautiful statue of Kuan Yin behind me, the goddess of compassion, which was an ordination gift that was given to me by a congregant from my home congregation. But I also have Buddhist and Hindu and Christian statues around my home. So when I saw this statue of Ganesh, the Hindu elephant god of protection and dissolver of obstacles, Michael and I knew we had to share him with Chalice. Now, Ganesh stands for wisdom and knowledge. He brings the energy from which everything manifests and into which everything will dissolve. And Ganesh is supposed to clear the path ahead of potential obstacles and bring good fortune. So I couldn't think of an energy or intention I'd rather like to place into Chalice's sanctuary. Removal of obstacles and bringing good fortune at this time would be wonderful, don't you think? So I have marked Ganesh with my name, some tape, on some masking tape, and I invite you to do the same with your objects. And I'm going to place him on our communal altar where all your objects will be placed too. So if we can go into the wide angle view, you can see our altar. Now, even though this is a sanctuary, there's no need to bring just a spiritual object, but bring something that is meaningful to you, that expresses some of who you are, your essence. It could be a baseball, a photograph, a book, a t-shirt, a painting, or whatever you've hung onto throughout the years because it has meaning to you. The idea is that our sanctuary will be filled with items that are important to you, not irreplaceable though, that express who we are as a people. And these items will remain here on our altar, infusing our sanctuary with your personalities and qualities until we meet here together again, all together in person. And on that blessed day when we can gather again in person, we will return your object to you in celebration and gratitude. So when we can't have you here in person, I'm so thrilled to have your ideas and your objects and intentions here with Chalice. So I hope that they may tend the spark of hope for our community and one another during these times. May they infuse our community and buildings with your love and your commitment. May it be so.